from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This what we call the most anticipated season, maybe in the history of the franchise. Clint, I think D'Amico Ryans was kind of speaking your language. He had this to say the other day. People talk about how exciting of a year it was, but I throw up a stat to our guys this offseason. Like, look, I know we won some games, but guys, look, we had 10 games within one score. And these games were down to the wire, and we had to find a way at the end, Ryan says. That doesn't change. That's the NFL. It's about being smart, being confident in those crucial situations like the last 2 minutes of a game. Can you go and perform? Can you be clear-minded and go execute the details of your job to the highest level? That's what it'll come down to. So I just always remind them, like, hey, we didn't just blow everybody out last year. And Clint, I know that's something that you've looked at is to when you've tried to kind of pump the brakes on things of they had a big season where they were able to out execute at the end of games and win some of those games, and that doesn't necessarily translate to the next year. As the Minnesota Vikings 2 years ago, they were able to win a lot of close games, and then last year it went the other way for them. Not saying that would be the Texans, but just kind of give an example based off what he's saying. But Clint, you're looking at what, as you know, a league that a lot of games are close, and the competition level of teams you're playing with that are used to playing in tight games are going to go up as well. And to the point that I think you've made in the offseason, we've made, this thing's going to be a bit different. And the thought of, hey, man, we're good. Yeah, you got a chance to be good, but there were a lot of tight games that could have gone either way last year that may not happen this way if you don't hold and tighten things up like you did at times last year.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've said it a million times. I think the Texans did a hell of a job last year. They did a good job of arriving. They did a really good job of pulling a club, nice rig, get out. The doorman knows exactly who they are. The old red velvet rope comes back. You get in the club, and all of a sudden you look over one shoulder and Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs are standing over. You look over the other, Lamar Jackson, who just thumped your ass, is standing over there. And you look across the room and Joe Burrow is standing over there that's been to a Super Bowl. And you look over there and Josh Allen, who a lot of folks are doubting, but has won a lot of football games in Buffalo. And, you're in a different crowd now. Can you stay? Do you have staying power? That is the next step for the Houston Texans. And I know it's one that, as a fan, I want to look back at last year and go, man, it was so impressive, man. Look at CJ. Look at Will, man. All these guys are coming, and they are coming. But there's a big difference in playing a last place schedule, a critical position like quarterback, and some game-changing different positions like wide receiver and defensive end playing out of their mind, and those guys arriving as well, to all of a sudden you're at the party, everybody knows all about you, and now you got to prove that you can stay in the building with the best of the best. That's the step the Texans have to take this year, and that is a much more difficult step than arriving at the party.
Yeah, yeah, and I think to the point you're making and what D'Amico's making is, yo, we had a great year, but we played some tight games and lost some tight games to teams that we probably shouldn't have lost to, and then had our fair share. You know, a tight game you went on the road in Cincinnati was a big one. We had a tight game against Carolina that went the wrong way, Tyler. We had a tight game against Atlanta that went the wrong way. We had some tight games in here, and I believe they're going to play tight games, Clint. I think they're going to be in games, and there will be games that go down to the wire, and it's how do you survive in these tight games against some of these teams that you just talked about, Clint? Because, I mean, you got weeks. Are how does it fare when you got a tight game against Green Bay? You got a tight game against Detroit. You got a tight game against the Cowboys. You got a tight game against Miami. You got a tight game against Buffalo. How does that swing? And I'm sure you've seen it. You've seen it even, you know, being on the field, even those years with the Cowboys, how things can shift so easily in tight score games and one score games and field goals and touchdown score games. One small play, and I think that's what you're talking about, of like one small play by a Tyreek Hill can shift things in a game. One small play by Jahmyr Gibbs can shift things in a game. Or you know, on the defensive side of the ball that, you know, they may have to face that can shift. And we saw it happen with the Texans. Will Anderson making some plays here. CJ Tank making some plays here. It's just, I like the thought that he is trying to push this, Clint. Now, I don't know how much it will get through. I hope it does. But I like the thought that he is continuing to push. He seems very, very realistic on what happened last year and what could happen this year.
I think him and Nick have done a hell of a job of that. Like I think they have done a hell of a job of that from jump, in a sense of you know, preaching this. No matter what's going on in the moment, they're preaching this. Every season is different, right? I mean, every week is different. Every team is different. We got to start over and build on what we had last year, kind of deal. And I think their overall message of what's built in, whether it's in season or out of season, their overall message to their team, I think there's a built-in layer that you're constantly preaching to them, last year doesn't mean anything. Now, you're not using those words, obviously. Yeah. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But, I mean, I think it's built into the messaging to this team is last year doesn't matter. Don't get to feeling yourself. Don't ever get complacent. Let's make sure that we understand this is a new season. Now, are the players hearing it? That's the real question here is, do the players, did they play well enough? Did they get enough recognition? Are they feeling themselves to the point where they ain't listening to that kind of thing anymore? The message of the organization means less because now they've arrived and they're individually, getting all this credit. Are they listening? Are they buying in to the same level? Are they still willing to do whatever the team needs them to do in order to win a ball game one week at a time? Or is this, I need 1,500?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.